Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talk and text line. And on the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports betting insider Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan Horvat's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcasts. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, partner?
Doing great, guys. Excited for the games this week.
Okay. Charlie and I have a race going, and we do. We almost near where we can break the tape, and there's one game that's really going to decide it. And it's tonight, UCLA-Gonzaga. So, trudge very slowly around this game. But go ahead, Ryan. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts. UCLA-Gonzaga, last I saw, I think UCLA might be a one-point favorite in this game.
You know what's crazy? This is the game I'm most excited for.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have a bet in this game because I can't pick a side because it's just – man, two completely different styles, right? Like, UCLA wants to slow the pace down, very well coached by Mick Cronin. They want to get physical. They want it to be a boring defensive-type game. Gonzaga, they don't play any defense. They're the number one offensive team in the country. They want to get out in transition, and they want to run against you. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. So it's tough because Gonzaga has Drew Timme, who it seems like he's been in college now for 15 years. They run 40% of their offense through the post. UCLA is really good at defending the post, but I would probably lean UCLA. Here's the problem and why I didn't take them, though. Mark Few's a great coach. He always figures out a way to get it done, although, you know, you could say in March he hasn't had the national title yet. They're always around. They're always in the Sweet 16. The thing that scares me about UCLA, Jalen Clark, that injury hasn't really mattered yet. But tonight, man, against a team like this with that much offense and a player like Timme, he's the best defensive player in the Pac-12. He's also their third leading scorer. Ah, that's a tough loss. So I'm going to lean UCLA. It's a tough one to call, though. I just can't wait to watch this game.
Yeah, basically it's a picket game, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a picket game and that thing. I'm interested in your take on Connecticut, Arkansas, because, man, a lot of people would have never – after I saw – LSU beat Arkansas. Man, listen, I'd have made, somebody else would have made a lot of money saying that team was going to get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, but Sweet 16, third straight year.
Man, but Arkansas.
You got to give Bill Musselman a lot of credit.
Man, Bill's done a great job coaching that team. They got off to a bit of a slow start, but man, they have really played well. Your thoughts, Connecticut, Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas, you know, it's funny because we talk about Tom Izzo. Never bet against Tom Izzo in March. That's kind of become Arkansas, like you guys have said the last couple years. And the thing on paper is they have so much talent. I mean, they have two guys that are going to go really early on in the draft. They're a little bit beat up right now, and they've had to go on kind of, I'm not going to say a remarkable run, but they've had to go on a run because let's not forget to close out the season. Four of their last five games, including in the SEC tournament, they blew double-digit leads. Man, UConn is on a tear right now. They've won 9 of their last 10 games. They were one of the better teams to start the season. I really like them to start the season, even with Danny Hurley coaching them. And then they got like bored. They had like a mid-season slump where they just looked bored. I don't know why. In the Big East, it was so tough this year. I actually took UConn to win the game, but I took them on the money line. Now that we've gotten to 4.5, if we can get a 5, I'm going to take the points with Arkansas, you guys. I think this comes down to a final possession. I think it's going to be a close game. I won't be shocked if Arkansas wins. I'm just going to take the more talented team. Right now, UConn, they have a plus 24 advantage in rebounds in these two tournament games. They're just scoring at will in the paint. And then if you double them in the post, they're hitting 45% of their three. That's just tough to bet against right now. They're so talented. So I like UConn to win the game, but I like Arkansas with the points to at least keep it close.
You know, Brian, I'm intrigued with, because here you got an old school and he got skins on the wall. He always has his teams ready in the tournament. That being Tom Izzo. Look, Madison Square Garden, that didn't get any better than that. Michigan State versus Kansas State. I was reading where, looking at the Spartans, that you'd have to say they had their best in March, to say the least. Under Izzo, they've won their record 16 NCAA tournament games as a lower seed. We all know they bounce, Marquette, number 2 seed. But then you look at Kansas State, and you look, you know, it's not Manhattan, Kansas. So that's the Little Apple, but they go on to Manhattan, New York. And the one player to me, you want to talk about a success story, they were picked last in the Big 12, that being the Kansas State Wildcats. But Marquez, Noel, that guy is unbelievable. To me, he's must-see TV, how he put that team on his shoulders and how studly he was when they beat Kentucky. For their first, Sweet 16 since you got to go back, 5 years ago. But Noel, boy, talk about a big heart. He might not be a giant. I want to say he's like 5'10", 5'11", but he is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's only 5'8".
Oh,
guys.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? 5'8", but he is a lot of fun to watch. So here's the thing. I haven't bet this game yet because Kansas State, they're just so tough defensively. Like, in their half-court defense, they're top 30 in the country. Michigan State, when they're hitting their threes, is really tough to beat. But they just don't have a lot of guys that could go out and create their own shot. You know, Hauser, he's more of a three-point specialist. So what I plan on doing is I hope that Michigan State goes down early in this game. And I want to live bet them, but I don't trust this line. They opened up as 1.5-point underdogs. Now they're 2-point favorites. And I just worry a little bit of that is an overreaction because we love Tom Izzo. He's so good in March. Because right now, I don't want to bet against this Kansas State team. You just said it. They were picked to finish dead last in the conference. They're still alive. They're really good defensively. And they just, right now, they're playing with a ton of confidence. And they're almost playing with house money. The reason I can't bet them, they're one of the more public dogs tonight. A lot of the public loves Kansas State. They don't understand how a 3 seed's an underdog. And a lot of the sharp guys, the guys that I know in Las Vegas, tonight on Michigan State. So it's not my favorite game, but I might bet this one live if I can get Michigan State 5-point underdog if they go down early to Kansas State.
And Ryan, what is your view, because it's always about the ratings, and look, we love underdogs, but we still like the number one seeds to have success. We all know that the Kansas Jayhawks and the Purdue Boilermakers, they laid an egg as number one seeds. But I thought this was interesting. You look at the Sweet 16 now, they won't have blue bloods like Kentucky, Duke, or North Carolina for only the second time since 1979. Shoot, I was in college then. So, I mean, we talk about ratings and household names. Does that come into play, or are you still intrigued? Like Houston, you know, five slammer jammy, go back with them. But then you look at Alabama, and I talk about Alabama football, but Alabama basketball. And then you look at the Texas Longhorns, where they're at. You know, what does people normally remember about Texas basketball? Oh, Kevin Durant. That's where Kevin Durant went. But it's unbelievable how those blue bloods, now Indiana, they got knocked out. But no Kentucky, no Duke, no North Carolina. Like I said, only second time since 1979. So you think people will still be tuned in?
Ryan, I'll add on to what Bob says. Your thoughts on Xavier going up against Texas. Man, that was a game a lot of people watched Saturday night. They had a lot of people's eyes because of the time frame with that. Texas really looked good. And then, man, late, you get a couple shots. And, man, if you bet and, you know, thought Texas could cover, then all of a sudden those shots late kind of killed you on that. Your thoughts tonight on Xavier and Texas?
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to watch this game. And it's funny because, right, like all these football schools growing up, Alabama, Texas, now they're powerhouses in basketball as well. It's going to be interesting to see about the ratings, you know, because people really do get into the Blue Bloods because, you know, like I grew up in Chicago and nobody really cares, unfortunately, about Illinois basketball or Northwestern basketball because there's professional teams. You know, there's the Bears, the Bulls, but I have cousins, you know, that obviously live in SEC territory and that's all they care about, you know, Kentucky basketball. So it'll be interesting because Houston's been so good the last couple of years, but nobody really pays attention because they're not in the biggest conference. Texas, you know, they have their fans. Alabama has their fans. UCLA has their fans. It'll be interesting to see. But as far as this Texas Xavier game, this is actually my favorite bet of the week, you guys. I really like Texas. It's crazy because Xavier's very fun story. Sean Miller is a good coach, man. And when you think about it, like, you know, he loses his job at Arizona. And for what? Because now what he was doing is legal with NIL and whatnot.
Correct.
But he's done a really good job. They lost one of their better players early on in the season in Zach Fremantle. And they haven't really skipped a beat. They're a 3 seed. I don't think they're deserving of a 3 seed, though. And I think Texas is just too tough. I think they're the most disrespected team in the country. You know, Alabama's the best team in the country, in my opinion, them in Houston.
Right.
Texas, man, I won't be shocked if they win it all, you guys, because they're top 20 offensively, they're top 20 defensively, and they've only lost 2 games since Valentine's Day. Since February 14th, they've only lost at TCU and at Baylor, both games on the road. And during that span, they beat Kansas twice. We never see a team beat Kansas twice in the same season. And they didn't get any respect in that title game. They were 3-point underdogs. They won that game by 20 points against Kansas. So I think the market's disrespecting Texas. I think they should be 6, 6.5-point favorites. I love them against Xavier.
Now, Ryan, what is your take? Because they've let us down in football, that being the U, University of Miami. You look at the Hurricanes. Boy, they put it to the Indiana Hoosiers. They won the ACC regular season. But I thought it was interesting that, boy, you have to be discouraged when you give up offensive rebounds. I was looking at they scored 29 second-chance points against Indiana, and now they've reached the Sweet 16 for the second straight season, that being the Hurricanes. So it's not Duke of North Carolina, but Miami, the U, and how well they've played ACC basketball and representing.
Yeah, when it comes down to the tournament, you know, it's all about coaching. And Larrañaga, he's done a tremendous job. And everywhere he goes, he does a great job. And he's very underrated. Miami's probably the best team in the ACC. I know Duke got really hot and they have the pros. But I just didn't think they were physical enough. And we saw that. I mean, they got absolutely punked by Tennessee. I knew that game was over 3 minutes in when that kid took a shot to the face, because that's how you beat Duke. We've seen that the last couple of years. You get physical with them. I think this run comes to an end for Miami because I do think Houston's the better team. I know they haven't looked very good in the tournament, and that's actually why I like them. You know, look where this number is at right now. I feel like we're getting a discounted price. I think they win this game by 10 points. They're so good defensively. They're so well coached by Kelvin Sampson. And I think Sasser is going to be a little healthier. He's probably going to get a nice little shot before the game, dealing with that groin injury. The big key here that nobody's talking about, they get the extra day of rest. They don't have to play tonight. Last week, they didn't get that extra day of rest. So I think they come out, and you know the way Kelvin Sampson is. I bet you he was all over them in practice, just like he was when they were challenging in the first half of that second game. He blew up on that team at half. I bet he did the same thing all week at practice. I think Houston wins this game pretty big against Miami.
Now, Ryan, do y'all look at this when you look at spreads and outcomes of games? And I don't know what going forward. Hopefully they have close games. And I was looking where 4 games have been decided by 1 point, the most since there were 6 in 2017, and then 3 short of the record last matched in 1998. So, because, I mean, that's how you want to see games. If you don't have a dog in the hunt, oh, but as it come down to the wire and you have 1 point games, do you think that that'll grow and we'll see games coming down to the wire?
I do, and I love it for betting, for live betting, too, because sometimes I'll have money on both sides. I'll look for key numbers. Like, I'll play a team maybe on the money line, but if a team goes down big, we'll always see an overreaction. And if I could get a team as, like, a 9 or a 10-point underdog, I'm going to grab that because of what you just said. All these games come down to the wire, and it's because these teams, you know, it's more even now because growing up, for all of us, no matter, you know, if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, guys usually stayed for 3-4 years. we knew all the players, whether it was Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, you know, years later, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, Grant Hill. Now guys are one and done, but we also see, like, the transfer portal, and we see these mid-major schools or these Houston-type schools where, you know, they're really good because they have 3-4-year players and they play a lot of defense. I think that there's more parity in college basketball than there's ever been. We're seeing the same thing now in football. Turns out maybe the NIL was a good thing because now Saban just doesn't get every recruit because now he's got some competition, right? I mean, it helps having Brian Kelly in the SEC, and it helps now with Kirby actually winning a couple national titles. But there's actually, I think it makes the sport better. You know, I love the blue bloods. It's fun with Kentucky and Carolina. But, you know, then we complain about that. It was like in the NBA. We kept complaining. We were sick of LeBron against the Warriors. Then we get new blood, and we miss LeBron and the Warriors. So I do think we're going to see more parity, you know, every single year because now guys are making money. There's the transfer portal. And now you don't have to go to Duke or North Carolina to get drafted in the NBA. You know, look at these teams, Houston, Memphis, smaller schools. There was a kid that was drafted out of UW-Milwaukee as a top 20 pick last year.
Yep. Ryan, last question for you. I woke up this morning. I saw the Pelicans opened an 8-point favorite over the Charlotte Hornets. Now it's up to 9. Just a couple of days ago, Charlie and I were talking about this. Yeah, San Antonio, they were 13-point favorite. Easy cover in that particular
game.
That's
a lot of points.
Your thoughts tonight, because Charlotte, man, that's a lot of turmoil going on there. And I know the Pelicans have not been a real – they've been – consistently inconsistent, but your thoughts on the Pels, 9-point favorites tonight over Charlotte?
Yeah, the Pels, man, it's just disappointing because of what could have been this year, because I really like the roster, and Brandon Ingram missed an extended period of time. He had the concussion, and then Zion, that's just devastating because, man, he's one of my top 5 players to watch in this league. I love watching him. I know he's going to be reevaluated now. All that said, though, I love them to crush the Hornets. The Hornets are an absolute disaster.
I agree.
At least the Spurs are tanking, but at least they play 3 quarters. The Hornets, they don't even pretend to play defense. I like the Pelicans tonight to win by 10, 11 points.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it, partner.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the game.
All right. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.